Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Gunshots rang out at a high school football game in New Jersey. A child and an adult were hit by bullets. Fans were screaming and scrambled to get away. It happened during a playoff game between Pleasantville High School and Camden High School last night. Pleasantville Police Chief Sean Riggin.
I can tell you we have two victims at this time, one young juvenile and one adult male. I'm not going to release further information on their condition or their names at this time. We are working with their family to make sure that they get the medical care that they need.
The shots were fired during the third quarter of the game. Witnesses said they heard the shots coming from the Pleasantville bleachers. A brutal murder in Queens last night. WCBS reporter Steve Burns is live in Jamaica. Steve.
Yeah, Tanya, 166th Street here is still blocked off with several police cars, a crime scene tape going across the entire street. The NYPD says they were called to this quiet residential area just before 10 last night. Someone called 911 after hearing a woman screaming in the street, according to the New York Post. Police found the woman on the sidewalk here with two stab wounds to her chest. She was rushed to Jamaica Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. No arrests have been made yet, and there is no information about a suspect at this point. A police source tells the Post the attacker was caught on surveillance video running from the area. Detectives have been scouring the neighborhood here, shining flashlights on hedges and lawns as they search for any clues that could tell them what exactly happened here. Tanya?
Steve, live in Jamaica for us. Three people have been convicted of manslaughter in a deadly gas explosion that rocked an East Village building in 2015. Two people were killed and 13 others were injured. Anna Lanza's son was one of the victims.
We're extremely happy that we got our justice that we wanted. Hopefully everybody who sees this, especially the landlords, they won't do this and think they can get away with this. And these people are not going to get away with it. They're going to do their time. They've been guilty on every single charge, all of them.
Prosecutors say the landlord, a contractor, and an unlicensed plumber were responsible for an illegal gas line that caused the blast. The three will be sentenced in January. New Jersey's Legislative Black Caucus wants the state to look into the history of slavery and possibly pay reparations. Leaders of the caucus introduced a bill that would establish the New Jersey Reparations Task Force. Democratic Assemblywoman Shavonda Sumter said the state will be an example as how we repair, quote, these irreparable harms. Now a check of the weather. Meteorologist Bill Digger, a chilly one on tap today.
Yeah, it certainly will be, Tanya, and it was a nice break from the chill for a few hours yesterday. We made it into the low 50s during the afternoon, but then a cold front dropped in from the north last night, and it will be a chilly, breezy day today. Despite a good amount of sunshine, that northerly breeze will mean temperatures falling here over the next few hours and recovering to about 39 this afternoon. Factor in the wind, though, it'll feel like it's in the 20s. A cold night tonight, partly cloudy, lows from 23 in some colder suburbs at 30 in Midtown, and we're still rather chilly tomorrow. Clouds increase and windy, high 42. A storm moving up off the coast will mean some rain brushing the area late tomorrow night and a windy, chilly, rainy Monday. Not a soaker, but looking at some off and on rain, high 43. And then some sunshine back Tuesday and Wednesday and temperatures rebounding to near 50.
Well, you know, Bill, I can definitely handle the cold. Last year at this time, we were shoveling the snow.
We certainly were. Yeah, we had that early November snowstorm last year. So I guess another example of it could be worse.
So true. Bill, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.